You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a scientist has now brought back up the debate regarding cell phones and cancer, saying cell phones do up cancer risk. I got to tell you, this tennis match, this back and forth ping-ponging with do cell phones cause cancer, do cell phones not cause cancer, keep coming back. So we got to talk about that. Then I guess they have been able to create new teeth. Pretty exciting, right? Because many of us lose our teeth as we age. You know, don't like our toothbrush. Our toothbrushes get yellow and old and moldy after a while, so we say, ah, to heck with that. But now scientists have been able to generate new teeth, right? Here's the catch. They have to use urine to do it. So, you know what? When you don't have teeth, fine. Then a sting has caught 150 alleged pimps. 33 in Iowa and Nebraska have been charged as customers. So a big prostitution sting. Yeah, And then bacteria in brain suggests an Alzheimer's gum link, meaning maybe if we don't brush our teeth, waiting for the urine to make more teeth, we could end up having Alzheimer's. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so cell phones causing cancer. Now, this really sucks the big one because we use cell phones all the time. And I'm a huge fan of my cell phone. Right, I could do everything on it. I could play games. Honestly, I think cell phones, especially your smartphones, probably get more credit for dealing with constipation than any other phone. Think about it. I have probably, if you ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what medicine have you prescribed least in the last couple years? Not Viagra. Viagra sales rose. Lortab, yeah, everybody's taking Lortab, unfortunately. Valiums, whatever. But constipation medicine. People are not asking me for constipation medicine as much. Well, maybe it's because they're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show and you give such great advice on how to help loosen your bowels. Good point. You're right. Good point. But another thing that gets credit, besides my phenomenal show, is that we're able to play on our cell phone when we have to poop. I know some of you are like, oh, no, I don't do that. I do. I'll tell you. You guys want to know what games? Why don't we open that up to discussion? What games help you poop? All right, and make it a free app if you can. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What is the app on your phone that helps you go poop? 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, so I have my phone here. It's clean. I have a Word Warp. Now, Word Warp, I'm on level, I think, 52. And Word Warp is really hard because you really have to think. And what I've noticed is when you have to really scringe your eyebrows and scringe your face to think, it's easier to poop. So, Word Warp for me helps me poop. I also found a free app. MobilityWare has a lot of free apps. I know I need a Dr. Dahlia app. I have an app. It's called... Oh, it's like where the cards add up to 13. What the hell is it called? Pyramid. You guys have that? Pyramid. Pyramid doesn't help me poop as much because I don't have to think. All you got to do is add up to 13. And I'm pretty good at math, and so I'm able to kind of get through that one. Then a good game of Freecell, I think, will make you poop. But nothing makes me poop more than my Spider Solitaire app. Hold on a second. Let me pull up the Spider Solitaire app. Also, MobilityWare. I just take MobilityWare because it's a free app. I don't like spending money on my apps, but Spider Solitaire works really well helping you poop. I'm from Vegas, I really don't get excited about the gambling, like the video poker and the blackjack. It's not very exciting to me because, you know, I live in Vegas. I mean, I know how to play blackjack. I know how to play poker. But sometimes the video joker's poker does, but it's not going to help you poop. You guys got to be careful. If you're going to pick an app, on what helps you poop, it's really got to do something that makes you think. But here's the catch, people. Here's the catch. When you try and poop with your app, it can't make you think so much that your epinephrine comes into play. So if you're like thinking and stressing about the app, and then all of a sudden, boom, your epinephrine comes in, your bowels are going to close up and shut down. So it's got to be an easy enough app versus a thinkable app, because you got to think to poop. And then you have to relax to poop. You got that? Okay. So apps to poop. Hold on a second. Maybe. No, I don't Facebook when I poop. The reason why I don't Facebook when I poop is because I'll get ticked off about something. There'll be some news, like somebody died, or I'll get a message from somebody saying, how come you never answer your Facebook messages? Then I get nervous, and boom, I clench. You don't want to clench unless you got to pinch it and run. But if I have the very, very rare time... No, YouTube, thank you. No, YouTube videos. Can't do YouTube videos. The reason I can't poop while watching a YouTube video is because if it makes me giggle, then, again, you're clenching. And sometimes if it's a song, well, then I'm going to want to sing. Well, what happens when you sing? You don't Valsalva. You need to be able to Valsalva when you poop. Valsalva is when you push and strain. But when you sing, it's kind of the opposite. When you sing, you're trying to use all your musculature up in the upper register, right? So don't you think your girlfriend was, don't you wish your girlfriend was ha like me? I didn't Valsalva that whole time, which is why people don't fart when they sing, right? You fart when you pee. You fart when you poop. You even fart when you, do radio. But you won't fart when you sing. Try it. Have you ever farted when you sung? That's your Valsalva. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In fact, I love the term Valsalva so much, if we had a daughter, we were going to name her Valsalva. If we had a son, we were going to probably name him Cremaster. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Cremaster Reflex, you better look it up. You guys are going to quiz him. Yeah. All right, do cell phones up cancer risk? Do we even want to know? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Dr. Yaniv Hamzani of Tel Aviv University. Yaniv sounds Israeli to me. Now, Israelis are so sexy. Anyway, he's from Tel Aviv University Sackler Facility of Medicine in the Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery Department. Again, sexy at the Rabin Medical Center. Is testing or researching if cell phones up cancer risk. All right, so he looked for clues in the saliva of cell phone users. That seems logical to me. Since the cell phone is placed close to the salivary gland when in use, he and his, although, like I said, if you use it to take a poop, it's kind of more near your pelvic area or your chest, but that's okay. Since the cell phone is placed close to the salivary gland when in use, he and his fellow researchers, including departmental colleagues Professor Raphael Feinmesser and Thomas Spitzer, that would be a tough guy to marry. Will you take my name, Dahlia? Yeah, what's your last name? Spitzer. Sorry. Dr. Gideon Bahar, Professor Rafi Nagler, Dr. Moshe Gavish of the Technion in Haifa, and they all, I tell you, they all sound sexy to me, except the Spitzer guy. hypothesized that salivary content would reveal if there was a connection to developing cancer. So what they did is they looked at heavy cell phone users and non-users. And they found, this is according to the Times of India, that the saliva of heavy users showed indication of higher oxidative stress, which is basically, you know, how cells get damaged, right, including DNA damage, through the development of peroxide and free radicals. And those are considered risk factors for cancer. So they looked at the saliva content of 20 heavy users of cell phones to find as speaking on their cell phones for a minimum of 8 hours a month. Oh, that really, that's heavy? Whew. That's really 8 hours a month. You got nothing on me. Most participants speak much more. Thank you very much. Dr. Hamzani said as much as 30 to 40 hours a month. Now we're talking. Their salivary content was compared to that of a control group, which consisted of deaf patients who either do not use cell phone or the device exclusively for sending text messages and other nonverbal functions. Because it had to be somebody that really didn't use a cell phone. Okay, you couldn't just pretend that you don't. So it had to be somebody that really couldn't use a cell phone. Compared to the control group, the heavy cell phone users had a significant increase in all salivary oxidative stress measurements studied. And I know some of you are like, oh, please check my salivary oxidative stress. Oh, please check my salivary oxidative stress. All right. I don't know if they're you know, taking anybody right now. It suggests that there's a considerable amount of oxidative stress on the tissue of the glands, which are close to the cell phone when in use. Okay, so then you say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone. So you get that, hold the phone. Hold the funny. You'd say, wait a second. If it causes oxidative stress and the phone is near the salivary gland, then there should be an increase in salivary gland cancer with cell phones. And there ain't. Good point. Let's move on. Now, they say here one potential avenue of future research would be to analyze a person's saliva prior to exposure to a cell phone and then again for several intense minutes of exposure. This will allow researchers to see if there's an immediate response, such as a rise in the molecules that indicate oxidative stress. For those people that use their cell phones as they're sitting on the toilet, what they could do is probably check bodily fluids in that area, such as semen. Now, I'm joking. That's not there. I don't know if the Israelis are going to take a look at that or not. All right. So what does this mean? Oxidative stress, saliva, salivary glands, spitting. I've always been wary of electronics. I think computers give us cancer. I mean, I'm just paranoid about the electronics. And the reason why is electronics is not something we could do in moderation. I tell you guys this all the time. I'm not really afraid of one cigarette. True, one cigarette can cause cancer. But if I have a patient who smokes one cigarette maybe once a month, one or two cigarettes once a month when they go out with friends, all right, I'm not collecting all their money up front thinking they're going to die. All right, and that's one way to tell. If a doctor thinks you're going to die, they'll ask you to pay your bills up front. If they say, nah, we'll bill you, let's let insurance handle it, it's probably because they think you're gonna live a little longer. So, somebody smoking a cigarette once in a blue moon, somebody having a glass of alcohol every once in a while, somebody bungee jumping once in a blue moon, you know, I mean, in moderation, it's okay. My problem is we don't do anything in moderation when it comes to our electronics. My smartphone goes to bed with me. No, not on Viber. No, I mean, I have the cell phone near me in case a call comes up. Come on, people, it's a family show. It's a family show. A computer, I'm always on the computer. I see patients, I go back to the computer. I see patients, I go back to the computer. That's why I'm not really excited about electronic medical records. You're basically walking around with a laptop or an iPad next to your ovaries, right? Because that's, you know, your hand is as low as your ovaries, and for men, maybe their bladder area, right, depending on the length of your arm, assuming you don't have Marfan syndrome, that, you know, with your arm length. So I think there is a radiation given off by your computer that's more than the average radiation given off by ground and by your tables and radon, etc. Now, so far so good. I mean, we've had computers for a while. Okay, knock on wood. We've, you know, been alive and well so far. But the whole idea of cell phones possibly causing brain tumors, that doesn't surprise me. I'm very interested. So anytime I see an article pop up on that one, I'm interested in that. But do I think we need to panic? No. If I really thought there was a panic, I'd tell everybody to get rid of your cell phones. Excuse me, but I don't. All right. Okay, does that answer everybody's question? Quell your fears. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So switch ears. Switch it up a little bit. Right? If you could use a landline, use a landline. You know, sometimes I need to really, you know, complain to my husband and gripe about stuff. And, you know, so I'll use a landline to do it because I know that's a long conversation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Urine has been used to create teeth. Chinese researchers have described in full detail how stem cells derived from urine could be used to generate solid organs and tissues, including teeth. Their study was published this week in the open access journal Cell Regeneration. I don't know where you guys could purchase Cell Regeneration. I don't know, you know, I know, it's up there with People Magazine and Acquire. Cell Regeneration, it's a real good read. The researchers hope that this technique may one day help provide new tailor-made teeth for dental patients. Well, if urine can make teeth, I wonder what you could use stool for, the tongue? Previous stem cell research has shown that cells can be regenerated from urine. It is also known that cells discarded with urea can become induced pluripotent stem cells. You guys know what pluripotent stem cells are?
No, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you tell us?
You should know, people. Honestly, you guys are so due for another pop quiz. Man, so due for another pop quiz. The pluripotent stem cells are pluripotent. I mean, they could go into a variety of different they could generate a whole different type of cell types. They're pluripotent, okay? Neurons, heart muscle cells, etc. All right, so basically, they use, okay, so which system, I don't know if you guys want to buy stock in this one, they developed, it's the Guangzhou Institutes of Biomedicine and Health. They've developed a novel chimeric tissue culture system that can coax these pluripotent stem cells into structures that resemble teeth. The system mimics normal tooth development, which results from the interaction of the different cell types. So you got the epithelial cells, you got the enamel, you got the mesenchymal cells that generate the pulp, you know, the meaty part. So basically, they coax the culture. How do you coax a chemical when you're about to pee on it? They coax them into flat sheets of epithelial cells. Then they mix these cells with mouse embryonic mesenchymal cells, and then they transplant them into mice. Psst. The pee's already been done because they got the cells. 3 weeks later, formations had grown that physically and structurally resembled human teeth. Same elasticity, not that my teeth are elastic. They could take pulp, dentin, and enamel-forming cells. Now, we lose our enamel. If you guys look at your mouths and they're yellow, it's not always staining. That could be the loss of your enamel. Pretty, yeah, exactly. And so many of us will drink something cold. And it'll hurt when we drink something cold. Have you guys ever noticed that? This is the Dr. Dahlia show. No other show is as good as mine. Yeah, so you drink something cold and your tooth like hurts or you get some vibration or you bite into something. All right, sometimes that could be, yeah, you can eat a root canal, but for a lot of us it's because we've really worn down our enamel. So what my dentist always does is has me use a high fluoride toothpaste. The high fluoride toothpaste desensitizes the cell. And so that's, by the way, breaking news. It looks like the Spanish train crash. The driver was on the cell phone and going 119 miles per hour before derailing. Breaking news. The train that crashed in Spain, killing 79 people. The driver was on his cell phone and he was going 119 miles per hour. Idiot. We'll keep you guys posted with that. All right. So why don't you guys take this time to go brush your teeth? All right. Because who knows? We may have to add urine to it soon. All right, what do we want to talk about when we come back? Oh, we got a lot of cool stories. Blasting ice up your nose could help you with migraines. A girl contracts a brain-eating amoeba. I think the first this year at swimming at an Arkansas water park. These brain-eating amoebas scare the hell out of me. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show, and please, the Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook page, and then on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I'm getting it. I'm getting there. I don't know. We are thinking about changing our name to Moxie Medicine. This is Moxie Medicine. We used to be Sassy and Stimulating. Originally, when I first started the show, we were Sassy, Sexy, and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, because we talked about a lot of sexy topics, right? You know, how to fall in love, how not to fall in love, how to deal with the mother-in-law. Not that that's a sexy subject, but we dealt with a lot of relationship type stuff. Then, it was too hard to tweet using those extra letters, so we changed it to Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, and then we're changing it to Moxie Medicine. I like that, even though we talk about non-medicine stuff. I'm still working. I've only been doing this for 4.5 years. Okay, I'll get our name right one time. All right, hang in there. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is sad. A girl, another girl. Now, this is though the first one this year, but we usually hear of these cases every year around this time of year. 12-year-old girl from Arkansas has contracted parasitic meningitis from that nasty brain-eating amoeba Naegleria fowleri. Oh, this is a deadly disease. This is according to the CDC and Arkansas Department of Public Health. It's the first known cause of parasitic meningitis in years, according to Medical Daily. It is caused by the amoeba Naegleria fowleri. I could swear we had a couple cases last year or 2 years ago, one with a neti pot, another girl who I guess was swimming in a lake in Georgia, but that might have been an Entamoeba histolytica as opposed to Naegleria fowleri. Both of them can kill you. The Christian Post reported that this little girl, Kali, was rushed to the hospital by her mother, Tracy Hardig, a day after going swimming in a local lake. Mom says, I couldn't get her fever down. She started vomiting. She said her head hurt really bad. She cried. She would just look at me and her eyes would kind of roll. Scary stuff. So doctors induced her into a coma to stabilize her condition. They closed down the Willow Springs Water Park in Arkansas where they think she contracted the disease. They said a case of parasitic meningitis in 2010 was thought to be connected to the same park. Oh, scary stuff. Now she's still alive. They're treating her with antiparasites. Other types of treatment with this would be, again, to stabilize the inflammation of the brain. But this sucker, these suckers crawl into any orifice and make it to the way of the brain. It's scary stuff. So what we always recommend is don't swim. It likes warm water. And usually this type of stuff, like, for example, if you jump into a lake and you rustle up the dirt on the bottom of the lake to come up, that, and then you put your head underwater, the Entamoeba can come in through there. And it stinks. It stinks that we have to worry about it as such because, I mean, in the olden days, what'd you do? You jump in the lake. And that's how you cooled off. You jump in the lake. You know, I went to medical school. We had Lake Tahoe. We had Lake Tahoe, so we would, water ski, you fall into the lake. But that lake is colder. So you don't seem to have the amoeba infestations. But warmer lakes carry these things. Now, I don't know, in years past, if there was an increased incidence because kids would always cool off in a lake as opposed to a swimming pool, would there be these type of infections much more often? We probably don't have a lot of data because if somebody died, right, parents probably didn't relate it to the pool or to the lake, and obviously we didn't have the mechanism to be able to determine if there was an amoeba, for crying out loud. But it just scares the hell out of me that, your kid, and this was a water park even. We're talking about a water park, Willow Springs Water Park. So that shouldn't have even been regular, like a regular pond. This should have been an actual water park. This is some frightening stuff. So we'll give you guys scoop as we get more information. And our prayers are with this little girl. All right, now, bacteria in the brain could suggest Alzheimer's gum disease a link. So according to Bloomberg.com, is dental hygiene now playing a role with Alzheimer's? They say signs of the bacteria known as Porphyromonas gingivalis, another good name for a kid if any of you guys are pregnant right now, were found in 4 out of 10 samples of brain tissue from Alzheimer's patients, while no sign of the bug was found in 10 brains from people of similar age who never developed dementia. So they think that maybe bacteria in the mouth enter the bloodstream through chewing or a tooth removal, end up in other body parts of the brain, and then could start causing Alzheimer's. Brushing and flossing could also cause bacteria to enter the blood. So what you need to do, I even told my dentist that. He's like, why aren't you flossing more? I go, because my gums bleed. Well, duh, your gums wouldn't bleed if you brush your teeth more and you floss more. So you need to have real clean teeth, and you need to start getting into that habit. Now, what does that mean? Do you need to take antibiotics every time you brush your teeth? No, you don't. I mean, there's tons of different flora on your teeth that enter into your body. And by the way, I think a lot of the flora on your teeth is how we get our probiotics. So I think everything happens for a reason, right? I think nature is smarter than man could ever be. But when it gets into the bloodstream, yeah, absolutely, that could cause problems. So since Alzheimer's is one of the scariest forms of dementia, and seeing that 30% of the people, or 30% of us in general, can or will have gum disease, just kind of reminds you to brush your teeth, see your dentist twice a year, throw out your toothbrush after a couple weeks, never leave the toothbrush near the toilet, because when you flush the toilet stuff, you know, the spray from the toilet can extend feet, land on the toothbrush, it's disgusting. But, again, don't pee on your teeth, just because that study brought up how urine, stem cells from urine can make teeth. It's got to be still done in a lab. All right, condoms may boost beneficial vaginal bacteria. Yay, now this is a story we could all sink our teeth into. Fox News reports that, sorry, I didn't even know that was coming. In addition to preventing unwanted pregnancies and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, condoms help us ladies have flourishing vaginal bacteria. Sexually active women in the study who used condoms had larger colonies of beneficial microbes in their vaginas compared to women who used other forms of birth control. The scientists focus on lactobacillus. Now, the lactobacillus dominates most of the flora in the vagina. Mm-hmm. Lactobacillus, another beautiful girl name. The microbes produce lactic acid and hydrogen peroxide. It helps keep the vagina at an acidic pH of 4.5. The acidity of a vagina, according to Fox News, is very close to beer or tomato juice. That doesn't mean we should douche with beer or tomato juice. The lactobacillus should be providing the acid for us, which is also why we tell you not to douche, because, you know, we really want to keep the acidic environment because we want the vagina to be a hostile environment. If you're pregnant, you don't want bacteria going up and affecting the baby, so you want the vagina to be extremely hostile. Some of our vaginas are more hostile than others. They call it an acidic buffer system, which blocks harmful bacteria from taking up residence and causing infections. And not only if you're pregnant, if a woman gets a bad vaginal infection, it could cause her to become sterile and infertile. So you want to make sure you have your bacteria down there. Now, the presence of lactobacillus also helps prevent bacterial vaginosis. Now, some of you say, I have BV, and your boyfriend dumps you. BV is not herpes, it's not syphilis, it's not chlamydia, gonorrhea. BV is an overgrowth of the Gardnerella bacteria. It can be sexually transmitted and passed back and forth, but we don't really consider it an STD, even though, again, it could be kind of passed back and forth. We give you a Metrogel or Flagyl. Many women can't stand having bacterial vaginosis, not because of bacterial vaginosis, but because there's a fishy odor, and the treatment, when you take the treatment, you usually can't drink alcohol with the treatment, so it's not very fun. All right, so in this new study, researchers at Beijing Friendship Hospital, that sounds lovely, recruited 164 healthy married women in China between 18 and 45 who were not using hormonal birth control, but 72 were using condoms, 52 were using an IUD, and 35 were using the rhythm method. The rhythm method is cool, especially when you get to pick the rhythm. No, the rhythm method is trying to figure out when you're going to get pregnant, so you try to avoid having sex during those days. We'll talk about the rhythm method. Anyway, they found that those using condoms, I guess, had, oh my gosh, we're coming up on break. I guess you guys have to wait for this condom beneficial vaginal bacteria study. Hold your breath. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks, Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app, all free. We were talking about apps that help you go poop, right? Things make you go poop. Things make you go, right? Things make you go poop. All right, I'm sorry. Better content, I promise, better content. Anyway, iPhone app, Android app, very good apps, and they may make you poop. All right, so many of you have been waiting with bated breath on this beneficial vaginal bacteria caused by a condom study. What were the results when Beijing Friendship Hospital looked at 164 married women in China and looked at their vaginal pH? Right? 72 were using condoms, 57 were using IUDs, intrauterine devices. Remind me one day to show you mine. And 35 were using the so-called rhythm method. All right? The researchers had found that condoms did help the vagina maintain its natural acidic defenses by allowing condom-using women to have higher levels of lactobacillus. Yes, lactobacillus was significantly higher in the condom group. I know. I wish the commercial wasn't that long. Really, we needed these results a hell of a lot sooner. We had to wait a whole 5 minutes for the commercial. Yep, the lactobacillus, the bacteria that helped fight other bacteria and help keep the acidic pH of the vagina, was more in the condom-using group. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's some pretty good, you know, water cooler type stuff, you know, like when you guys go to work today, right? You guys come back from lunch, going to work, right? Being able to tell people, right? What helps women's vaginal bacteria? Condoms. Now, I tell you that condoms are only 85% effective. Why do I tell you that? Because condoms have a 15% failure rate. Do the math. 15% failure rate. And for those of you looking shocked, oh, please. Come on, we've all used condoms, we've all broken, and we've all panicked and prayed. If you were never religious in the past, you sure get religious after you have sex and the condom breaks, right? All right, now, IUDs, which is my current choice of contraception. I was using the vaginal NuvaRing, but after a while, talking about it so much on the radio, the ratings started to go down, so I decided to change my form of birth control to the IUD, and it's helped ratings, right? All right. Problem is, people think I'm talking about IEDs, and we got to be careful with that one. But IUDs have a failure rate of 0.6% to 0.8%. No, you don't want no. Birth control, an IUD for birth control, no, that really wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Vaginas are pretty strong. They're pretty thick-walled, thick-skinned, but not that thick. So IUDs have a failure rate of 0.6% to 0.8%, all right, in the first year, and can be effective for more than a decade after insertion, depending on what you have. My Mirena IUD is only good for 5 years. But also remember, I put a lot of wear and tear. Right? So, I mean, if you only have 60,000 miles, right, okay, I'll probably burn through those in the first year. The study was published online this week at Journal Plus One. Can we move on? We can move on? Excellent. Good. No, let's talk more about vaginal bacteria and lactobacillus. No, sorry. Gotta leave them wanting more. Blasting ice up your nose could be a new way of easing migraines, according to a new device. That blasts ice-cold liquid into the nostrils could be a radical treatment for migraine. I'll take it. I'll use an ice-cold enema. I don't care. Whatever I can do to stop my migraines. The gadget, which manufacturers say will also help treat severe types of headaches called cluster headaches, come in the wake of these reports that some people who get ice cream headaches, their migraine goes away. Now, honestly, that's another idea. Let's just eat some Rocky Road ice cream whenever we have a headache. Research shows that migraines and cluster headaches can be triggered by blood vessels in the brain that expand. The idea behind the device, according to Daily Mail, sprays the liquid into the nostrils for 20 minutes and is operated by doctors in a clinic. And it cools the vessels, making them shrink to a normal size. That's pretty cool. The liquid flows into an area at the top of the nostril in the nasal cavity. Directly behind this area are tons of blood vessels. Excuse me, I'm about to burp. I'm sorry, that supplies the brain. The cold liquid cools these blood vessels, and it not only makes them contract, but if they contract, then less of that pounding to the brain, but it also delivers cooler blood to the rest of the brain. Now, do I love this idea? No, I don't love the idea. All right? I get a little nervous about any vasoconstriction in the brain. What happens if you have any sort of, I want to use a word that's military, compromised. What happens if you have any sort of compromised blood flow to the brain? TIAs, right. Mini stroke, etc. Infarcts. We don't want infarct with the C, people. Come on. So I get a little nervous about playing around with the, with the blood flow. It's a battery-powered device, roughly the size of a large purse, originally designed to prevent brain damage following heart attack or stroke. Both of these conditions obviously cause brain cells to be deprived of oxygen, etc. But when you reduce the temperature of the brain, it thinks it's going to release certain compounds that'll, enlarge, dilate the vessels, etc. Cold dilates, heat constricts, heat dilates. you have vasoconstriction with ice, which is why whenever you guys bust your knee or bust your ankle or jam your hand playing basketball, we say to put ice. Ice vasoconstricts. When you vasoconstrict, you get less swelling. All right, so that's the thinking. I told you guys when I was in at UCLA, Lisa Kudrow's father had been at the time, I don't know if he was at UCLA or out of San Diego, was working on a lidocaine nasal spray, I believe, for migraines. It sounded brilliant to me. Lisa Kudrow from Friends, but her father is a scientist, and he was working on the lidocaine nasal spray. I thought that would be a definite hit, but I guess still, you know, I mean, for migraines, if we could find a cure for a migraine, many of you have told me sex works. I think that's great. You know, but what do you do if you got, you know, 5 or 6 patients, right, all waiting in rooms? Kind of difficult. You got to deal with the migraine. You got to pop the pills. I don't like popping the pills. The migraine medicine of my choice is Frova. I use Frova, but the problem is I can only take Frova when I go to bed at night. I cannot take a triptan medication when I work because for me, it doesn't make me feel loopy, but my nose feels a little dilated, and I just get nervous. I don't want to feel my medicine. So during the day, if I have a migraine, I take Excedrin migraine. All right? But since I got the IUD, I don't have as many migraines. But we'll talk about my uterus and my monthly cycle another time, because I'll save it for when I think the ratings really need that. All right. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A task force is now heavily urging that smokers at high risk get annual CT scans for lung cancer. Thank God. Because hopefully insurance companies will follow suit. They think this could save 20,000 lives a year. Up until now, the medical consensus has been, no, we don't screen for lung cancer. An X-ray isn't that good. We need to save money. It's all about Obamacare and Obamacare. All right. Finally, somebody standing up and saying, to hell with this. Let's save some people's lives. CAT scan these people. So, heavy smokers, should they get a CAT scan for the lungs? Absolutely. Right? But, Dr. Daya, that's too much radiation. It could give lung cancer. I don't know. I mean, the problem is that smoking is so, so bad for you that I would take the risk of getting a CAT scan than waiting for the lung cancer to grow to the point where it's already spread. The reason why X-rays are not a good screen for lung cancer is because by the time we see the tumor on X-ray, it could have already have metastasized. Do I still X-ray my smokers? Yeah, because I can't get insurance to pay for the CAT scans. But if I get insurance to pay for the CAT scans, hell yeah. You know, Kid Craddock dying of a brain aneurysm. Scary, scary stuff. I don't know much about his medical history, if he had a history of headaches or et cetera, but I'm a huge fan of you getting an MRI if you had headaches. Okay, if you have headaches, love getting an MRI, trying to look at what's going on with the brain, seeing if there's any tumors, also seeing if there's any aneurysms. Now, you can't sit there and MRI and CAT scan everybody. It's not cost effective, but if you guys can and you have the insurance that'll pay for it and there's a family history of brain aneurysm, Kid Craddock, radio host, died in his 50s the other day while he was at a charity event of a brain aneurysm. Pretty scary stuff. I'm a big fan of the scans and the MRIs, as long as you're not allergic to the contrast or on a diabetes medication called metformin. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Remember, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, but most of all, God bless.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.